What's up, builders? Welcome back to the Technical Briefing. I'm coming at you today with something that's going to impact every deployment you're planning for next year. And I mean literally impact your budget, your timeline, and possibly whether you can even build what you're thinking about building. So here's the situation. OpenAI just locked down 40% of the world's high bandwidth memory supply. Not 10%, not 20%, 40%. And this isn't some abstract market dynamic we can ignore. Apple is currently paying 230% premiums on iPhone memory components. Chips that cost $25 to $29 3 months ago now run $70. And if you think this is just consumer tech pricing noise, you're missing what's about to hit your infrastructure roadmap. Let me walk you through the math that actually matters here. Three companies control 93% of global RAM supply: Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron. That's it. SK Hynix production is completely sold through the end of 2026. And here's the kicker. Memory expansion requires minimum two-year timelines from decision to production. So if you haven't secured allocations for Q3 2027 deployments, you're not just behind schedule, you're already locked out. Building on that timeline constraint, think about what this means operationally. Data center generators have 90-month lead times. Memory operates on 24-month cycles. Your infrastructure planning now has to coordinate across multiple constrained timelines that don't align. You can't just throw money at this problem in November 2026 and expect hardware in January 2027. The physics and the supply chains don't work that way. So, what's the immediate action here? First, you need to secure memory-dependent hardware through Q1 2026 before Micron exits the consumer market entirely. Second, establish executive relationships with Samsung and SK Hynix now. Google literally terminated executives over HBM supply failures. This is boardroom-level priority. Third, start modeling scenarios where compute becomes essentially free while memory becomes your primary cost driver. That's the direction we're heading. And fourth, consider geographic presence in Korean manufacturing regions for allocation negotiations. Proximity matters when supply is this constrained. The alternative is Chinese suppliers like CXMT, but you're looking at a 2 to 3 year qualification timeline with significant geopolitical risk baked in, not a quick fix. Now, let's talk about the cost arbitrage opportunity that's emerging from Chinese AI vendors. ByteDance claims their Doubao 2.0 delivers GPT-4o and Gemini 3 Pro level performance while cutting costs by roughly 90%. Alibaba's Qwen 3.5 with 27 billion parameters runs quantized on 12 gigabytes of VRAM versus hundreds of gigabytes for full precision Western alternatives. And Unitree shipped 5,500 humanoid robots in 2025 at $14,000 per unit, targeting 20,000 units this year. Let's break down the cost architecture. For compute optimization, Qwen 3.5 variants range from 31 gigabytes in FP8 precision down to 10 gigabytes quantized. That's deployable on consumer hardware you probably already own. For audio processing, Lava SR runs 5,000 times real-time on GPU, 60 times real-time on CPU only, and the model size is 50 megabytes. For video processing, Video MT achieves 160 frames per second versus existing methods at 5 to 10 times slower speeds. For design automation, Aero 1 outperforms general LLMs for SVG generation and offers 20 free trials you can test today. Now, here's your practical vendor strategy. Test the ByteDance claims directly by deploying Qwen 3.5 27B quantized for cost comparison against your current LLM spend. Evaluate Lava SR for audio workflows since it's 50 megabytes, CPU capable, and has zero cloud costs. Deploy Video MT if 160 frames per second meets your real-time processing requirements. Pilot Aero 1 for design team SVG automation using those free trials. And monitor open-source releases like VBVR, TTTLRM, and VecLifer that eliminate licensing costs entirely. You do need to assess lock-in risks. Claude's code remote control feature requires the Claude Max plan with pro support coming soon. No API key supported. Team and enterprise plans excluded. Single session per machine restriction limits concurrent workflows. Google Notebook LM offers 50 sources free, 300 on paid tier. That's a freemium model with predictable scaling costs. The Chinese vendors are pursuing aggressive pricing and scale strategies. The cost efficiency claims need validation through direct testing, but the trend toward lower cost, higher capability AI is creating serious competitive pressure on Western providers. All right, let's bring this into a 90-day action plan you can actually execute. Week 1 through 2, infrastructure audit. Complete your hardware inventory and identify critical refresh requirements through Q3 2027. Model memory cost scenarios assuming 230% increases on current procurement budgets. Initiate executive outreach to Samsung and SK Hynix for allocation discussions. Owner is your CTO plus procurement. Budget is zero for the assessment phase. Week 3 through 4, security framework. Deploy agent security assessment tooling with a $10,000 to $50,000 allocation. Audit existing agent deployments for exposed instances and plain text API keys. Implement local host binding, proper authentication, and sandboxed environments. Owner is security and IT leadership. Timeline is a 30-day hardening sprint. Week 5 through 8, frontier operations pilot. Identify 2 to 3 team members already showing boundary sensing and failure model articulation skills. Create a dedicated frontier operations role with 80% plus time allocation. Establish daily agent delegation cycles targeting 100 plus calibration cycles over 10 days. Deploy practice environments with variable capability levels. Owner is operations leadership. Success metric is 3 to 4x productivity improvement. Week 9 through 12, cost optimization testing. Deploy Qwen 3.5 27B quantized for direct cost comparison. Test Lava SR for audio processing workflows where immediate deployment is available. Evaluate Video MT for real-time processing requirements. Pilot Aero 1 for design automation using those 20 free trials. Owner is your engineering team. Budget $5,000 to $15,000 for pilot allocation.